Greetings and welcome to another installment of Dev Nuggets. My name is Andrew Duthie, and in this Dev Nugget, I'm going to introduce the new Silverlight navigation application template available with the Silverlight 3 tools for Visual Studio 2008. Right now, you're looking at the default UI for the Silverlight navigation application template. And before we jump into Visual Studio, I wanted to show you quickly what this UI looks like. You can see we've got a nice bit of Chrome across the top of our application. This is a full screen navigation application, or full screen Silverlight application. It takes up the entire browser. I've got my application name. I've got a couple of links for a home page and about page. You can see that as I click the links, the content in the content area below here changes. And one of the things to note here is that the URI reflects the page that I'm linked to. So as I click the About page, the URI changes to /about. And this is using HTML named anchors to do in-browser navigation. The nice thing about this is it also enables the Back and Forward button, so I can click back and forward and move from one part of my application to the next. This also means that I can use the same URIs for deep linking within my application. So if I open a new tab here and I paste in my About page URI, I get taken directly to that portion of my application. So this is really convenient if you want to be able to provide end users with deep links within your application to specific portions of your functionality. Let's go ahead and take a look here at Visual Studio 2008 and how we start or create a Silverlight navigation application. Now, I've already installed from Silverlight.net the Silverlight 3 tools for Visual Studio 2008. What this provides for me, among other things, is if I click File, go to New Project, in the New Project dialog, I can select Silverlight and then Silverlight Navigation Application, and this is my navigation application template. So I'm just going to call this SL Nav App. Or how about let's call it My SL Nav App. And we'll click OK. Now I get prompted if I want to create an ASP.NET application or an ASP.NET web application project to host my Silverlight application. The default is to go ahead and create this. I can also create an ASP.NET website or an ASP.NET MVC web project. If I already have an existing web project, I don't need this, but for right now, since I don't have an existing website, I'm going to go ahead and create that. So I'll just click OK. And we'll go ahead and Visual Studio is going to create my Silverlight navigation application as well as the web application. Now that the navigation application creation is complete, I'm going to go ahead and hide my web application project. We don't need to see that at the moment. And let's take a look at the structure of my navigation application project. So I've got a VB project, which is, I created this in Visual Basic. I've got an app.xaml that just contains application level code. We'll talk more about that in a future Dev Nugget on theming in navigation applications. And then I've got this main page XAML, which is open in the editor currently. Mainpage.xaml is essentially the starting point or the startup portion of my application, and it contains the all of the content of my application as well as the frame that contains the individual pieces of content for the pages. So this is a standard Silverlight user control. I've got some XML namespaces here, and I've got a grid element. Within the grid element, I've got a border, and then I've got this navigation colon frame element. So this is simply saying this is a frame element from the navigation namespace that I've set up here. And basically what this is doing is it's creating our content frame, which is where our content from our individual pages is going to show up. The default source for this is home or our home page. And then I've got this URI mapper section. And what this is basically doing is, among other things, it's got a URI property here that's set to the slash page name. And remember, if we looked at the example, we had home and about. So what this is going to do is if it sees home, it's going to take that home and then map that in this mapped URI to this to our views folder and home.xaml. So if we take a look at our views folder, what we can see here, this is where the individual pages will reside, our home and our about pages. And so basically, this is a mapping that allows that smart URI stuff to happen, that friendly URI that is more meaningful to the user and less cryptic. Moving on, we have a grid that contains a border as well as then a stack panel, and then it has a content control that has our logo icon, and that's basically data bound to a static resource called logo icon, and that is actually contained within our styles.xaml here in the assets folder, and that's actually that mapping happens within app.xaml. We're not going to take a deep look at that right now. That's for a future dev nugget on theming. And then we've got a text block called application name text block, and it's set to application name. Let's just change this to my cool nav app. Okay. Then moving further down, we've got another stack panel called the link stack panel, and this contains our links to our individual pages. So by default, we've got our home page. It's a hyperlink button with the navigate URI set to home, and the target name set to content frame, which is our frame element up here. So when I click this hyperlink button, it's going to go find this element content frame and set its source to home, or in the case of our other link, about. And then that URI mapping is going to figure out which page actually needs to get loaded into that content area. And then we've just got a rectangle element here as a separator between those two elements, those two hyperlink buttons. All right, so we'll save our changes to mainpage.xaml. Let's take a quick look at our homepage. So our homepage is of type navigation page and contains a grid, a scroll viewer in case our content is larger than the full area of the application, and then a stack panel with a couple of text blocks. So we've got a text block that has the title of our homepage or the header, and then we've got our content text, and our content text is homepage content. Let's just change that to my homepage. Now, if we want to add another page to our application, it's pretty simple to do. I can right-click this views folder, add a new item, and select Silverlight page, and I can say, call this my page. Click add. I've got a new page. I'm going to flip over here back to my home page. I'm just going to go ahead and grab the content here just for simplicity's sake and paste that into my page. And we're going to change this to my page and my Google page. We'll go ahead and save that. Now, what's interesting about this, about the way the navigation application works, if we run this application right now, one of the things that we'll see is that we've still got our home and about links. We note that we've got the new application name and the new text for our home page. When we click back to our about page, the navigation still works. But we don't have a navigation link yet for the new page that we added. What's interesting is that because the navigation application knows what to look for based on the page name that's added here, since I know the name of that page, I can simply add my page here, hit enter, and I actually can navigate to that page without having to added the navigation link here directly. Not very useful for the end user, but it shows you how that navigation engine works. Now let's jump back into our mainpage.xaml. In order to make this useful for our end users, I'm going to copy our divider and our second link. I'm going to go ahead and paste those back in here. We'll neaten up our markup a little bit. I'm going to change the names here so that we're not duplicating elements to divider 2 and link 3. And I'm going to change this from about to my page, which is going to point to the my page in my views folder. And I'll change this to my page as well. The content simply is the text that's shown for the link. So we'll go ahead and save that. Let's run this application again. And you can see that we now have the My Page link, and when I click that, it takes me to the content for My Page. And again, if I want to deep link into my application, I can simply paste in the URI and get to the directly to the page that I wanted to take the user to. In this dev nugget, you've seen how you can use the Silverlight navigation application template to quickly create a UI for navigating from page to page within a full-screen Silverlight application, as well as enabling the back and forward buttons within the browser and providing the ability to deep link into content within your Silverlight application. In future dev nuggets, I'll take a look at how you can quickly change the look and feel of your application using themes in your Silverlight navigation application, as well as additional Silverlight 3 features such as behaviors, effects, perspective transforms, and more. Thanks for watching.